Mavens was saying, "You know, it's as if we've all been standing in spotlights on a darkened stage. Now the theater lights are up and we can see all the way to the wings, like it or not. I guess you've heard of MAS, Mutually Assured Surveillance, a consequence of the fact that everybody carries a worm cam. Everybody is watching everybody else. Suddenly, our nation is full of courteous, wary, watchful citizens. But it can be harmful. Some people seem to be becoming surveillance obsessives, unwilling to do anything that will mark them out as different from the norm. It's like living in a village dominated by prying gossips. But surely the worm cam has been on balance a force for good. Open skies, for instance." Open skies had been President Eisenhower's old dream of international transparency. Even before the worm cam, there had been an implementation of something like that vision, with aerial reconnaissance, surveillance satellites, weapons inspectors, but it was always limited. Inspectors could be thrown out, missile silos camouflaged by tarpaulins. "But now," said Mavens, "in this wonderful worm cam world, we're watching them and we know they are watching us, and nothing can be hidden. Arms reduction treaties can be verified. A number of armed conflicts have been frozen into impasse, both sides knowing what the other is about to do. Not only that, the citizens are watching as well, all over the planet." Dictatorial and repressive regimes exposed to the light were crumbling. Though some totalitarian governments had sought to use the new technology as an instrument of oppression, the deliberate flooding of those countries by the democracies with worm cams had resulted in openness and accountability. This was an extension of past work done by groups like the Witness Program, who for decades had supplied video equipment to human rights groups. Let truth do the fighting. "Believe me," Mavens said, "the U.S. is getting off lightly. The worst scandal we suffered recently was the exposure of the Wormwood bunkers. A pathetic, half-hearted exercise, a handful of hollowed-out mountains and converted mines, meant as a refuge for the rich and powerful, or at least their children, on Wormwood Day. The existence of such facilities had long been suspected. When they were exposed, their futility as refuges was quickly demonstrated by the scientists, and their builders mocked into harmlessness. Mavens said, "If you think about it, there was usually a lot more scandal than that to be exposed at any moment in the past. We're all getting cleaner. There are some who argue that we may be on the brink of a true consensual world government at last, even a utopia." "Do you believe it?" Mavens grinned sourly. "Not for a second. I had the feeling that wherever we're going, wherever the worm cam is taking us, it's somewhere much stranger." "Perhaps," David said. "I suppose we've lived through one of those perspective-changing moments. The last generation was the first to see the Earth whole from space. Ours has been the first to see all of true history and the truth about ourselves. You know, I should be able to deal with all this." David forced a smile. "Take it from a Catholic, Special Agent Mavens. I grew up encouraged to believe I was already under the scrutiny of a kind of worm cam. But that cam was the all-seeing eye of God. We must learn to live without subterfuge and shame. Yes, it's hard for us. Hard for me. But thanks to the worm cam, it seems to me everyone is becoming a little more sane." And it was remarkable that all of this had flowed from the introduction of a gadget which Hiram, its driving force, had thought was no more than a smarter TV camera. But now Hiram, in deep hiding, was, in the manner of such entrepreneurs all the way back to Frankenstein, in danger of being destroyed by his machine. "Maybe in a generation or two this will leave us cleansed," Maven said. "But not everybody can stand being exposed. The suicide rate remains high. You'd be surprised if you knew how high. And there are many people, like Bobby, disappearing off the registers. Poll returns, censuses. Some even dig traceable implants out of their arms. We can see them, of course, but we can't give them a name." He eyed David. "This is the kind of group we believe Bobby and the others have joined. They call themselves refugees. And those are the kind of people we have to trace if we want to pick up Bobby." David frowned. He has made his choice. He may be happy.